now. So we'll give Gladys, we'll give her about one more minute and then we'll go ahead. February 4th, this is the February Town Council meeting. We do have a quorum. Elizabeth Julian is present. Conrad Jepson is on the phone and I'm here. Judy Drain has had a death in the family, so she will not be here, and maybe Gladys will be joining us later. So we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if we get a flag up, and if you'll please stand and face the flag, I'll lead you in the Pledge of Allegiance.
There.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands,
one
nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Maybe next month we can do this live. We'll just have to see how things go, but we're getting closer. Yes.
Nancy just sent a chat that she wanted to let everyone know that only authorized users are allowed to get in. So it's the same thing that happened last month, that you need to have a Zoom account. And so there's a concern that the general public might not be included.
I changed it. I don't know why it's doing that.
I'm just reading a chat message.
No, I know. And I tried to edit the meetings.
Well, you know, they can call in. There's always that option. I think that's a maybe, but yeah, we'll have to work that through because we want everybody to be able to join if they can. So thanks. I realize, you know, I had to sign in, but I thought that kind of everybody knew that now except me. So I did it thinking I was maybe behind it.
Hey, let me go check on that. I'll dip out here for a bit.
Okay, see if you can maybe let people in. We'll go ahead and get started. Before we get going on the agenda, I just wanted to acknowledge the loss of another one of our seniors, Naomi Brems. And, you know, I bring it up because Naomi was always good when she could to come to our meetings and serve the town, both her and her husband, who's passed away too. We're always very active in the community, but anytime Naomi came in the room for a town council meeting, and it's been a while, you knew that she was going to participate, she was going to comment, and it was going to be worthwhile to hear what she had to say. So, you know, again, it's a great loss for our community, and our condolences go out to the Brems family, and she will be missed. She could light up a room probably like no one else when she came in. So
makes our neighborhood really dark at night.
Yes. Yeah, you've had some tough losses up there with, you know, Bob and Naomi were well, you just can't replace people like that. So
no.
Anyway, we'll miss her. Okay, we have approved minutes. We don't have the minutes, didn't get out. We'll get them. Michela will get them out for next, and in the next couple weeks, maybe, and you'll have a chance to look them over and we'll approve those next month. So we'll just kind of move on to the next item, which is a resolution. Thanks to Judy Davis for, you know, one of the things that we did when our auditor came and we did the fraud risk assessment was that we found out that we were lacking several policies. We sort of had an informal conflict of interest policy, but it wasn't, I don't think, up to state standards. So Judy got on the state auditor site and found a form, which kind of is the standard, I guess, for the state. And she modified it to work for the town. And then we had Mark McKiff write up a resolution. So I'll just read it for those of you that haven't seen it, that are listening in. This is resolution 2021-1. It's a resolution adopting the conflict of interest disclosure form obtained from the Utah State Auditor's Office. And it says, whereas the Utah Code, section 10-3-1306, and any other applicable law requires elected and appointed municipal officers who are owners, officers, directors, agents, or employees of business entities subject to regulation by the municipality to file a disclosure statement with the mayor. Whereas the Boulder Town desires to ensure that its officials comply with any required obligations, whereas Boulder Town has not created its own form for such, and whereas the Office of the Utah State Auditor has created and maintains a form available for general use, now therefore it is hereby resolved by the Boulder Town Council. The Boulder Town officials may satisfy the filing requirement by timely and properly, it should be, filling out the form adopted by the Utah State Auditor's Office, and the form is attached. Said form must be filed with the mayor and kept by the town recorder according to law. So this applies to the town council, the planning commission, who are appointed, and the board of adjustment, who are appointed. I think that's it, isn't it, Judy? That
I
it
think cover- so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's anybody that has a vote kind of authority. So if adopted tonight, then that would mean we'll have to, Peg, you might want to notify the Planning Commission and the Board of Adjustment that these forms need to be filled out and returned. And so before I make a motion to adopt, are there any discussion? The only thing I had, and I emailed Judy, but maybe you didn't get it, is on the very last page, it has notary public.
Oh, I thought I did address it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we need it. I'm happy to do it if we want to, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't think we need to notarize.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Get off.
So we can kind of eliminate that last little bit.
We'll
still have them sign it and date it and then turn it into you. So any other council members, do you have anything else? I guess we did see that one property should be properly.
I sure didn't until right now.
Okay. Elizabeth or Conrad, do you have any questions or comments on? Conrad, did you have something?
No, I'm good.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we adopt resolution 2021-1, which is adopting the conflict of interest disclosure form.
Second that.
Okay, it's been seconded by Elizabeth. So all in favor?
Aye, Conrad.
Aye, Elizabeth. Julian.
And aye, Steve Cox. So resolution 2021 passes 3-0. So we'll try to get those forms out to everybody, get them signed and in as soon as possible so we have a record. And that should have been something that was done a while back. Just one of those things that kind of slipped by.
Okay, I'll get those to people.
And I think we'll have, Judy, were you working on an ethics one maybe for next month or?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, all right. So there are a few that we need to get finished in order to be legal, I guess. So we'll probably have one next month too. So. All right, the next thing are the amendments. I think all of you, have a clean copy and an edited markup copy of both the general plan amendments and the zoning ordinance amendments. So just a little bit of a background. This kind of started 2 years ago. We had a workshop, and I went back to my notes, and the workshop that Lee Nellis first presented was called "We Just Want to Be Boulder." And I thought that was pretty appropriate for the Planning Commission to take on the job of amending our general plan and our ordinances to cover us on a few things that were very important at the time that we address. So this has been going on quite a while, and I have to commend the Planning Commission, because I've sat in on a lot of their meetings, most of their meetings. There's been a great discussion, lots of back and forth, lots of work with Lee Nellis to get us to a point where I really feel good, and I know the Planning Commission did, about the work that they've done on these amendments. So I'm going to turn the time over to Colleen. She's been right at the head of this the whole time. She's going to talk a little bit about the amendments, and we will have a public hearing next month, but I'll save that for a minute and talk a little bit more about that after Colleen tells us what we're going to be looking at. So Colleen, go ahead.
Okay, so so we have two amendments, and one of I think Elizabeth is the only one that might have a copy. And as Steve said, as the Planning Commission, we're under his direction, and one of the things that he wanted us to do was look at the table of uses, and that's kind of how it started in a way. So Josie and Matt created committees to take a look at the table of uses and update it, because there were definitions and headings that weren't being used and they needed to be updated. So once we started that, that kind of opened up a little bit of a can of worms, not necessarily, but one thing led to another. And so we've made some changes here. And another thing that's happening right now is these amendments are going to be put into the new codified information that we've all just received. And the amendments that we have here are updated and look as they will when they go into the new codified information, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so these have been numbered. To start with the zoning ordinances amendments, we actually amended chapter 6, which established zoning districts. And what we found was that the commercial district in the table of uses, really the commercial district that we have is there is no more commercial property available the way that the amendment the district is defined. And so we made a change in that, and that's chapter 6, which is I have this in front of me, and I'm not sure if any of you are able to see this, but so that's one of the things that we changed. The table of uses was changed. Michela, the changes that Josie noted last month, did those get in on the table of uses? Did anybody notice that?
The copies that have been distributed so far to town council did not have any notes that were approved or considered at the last planning commission that I've noticed.
Okay, so there were a few, in the table of uses, there are still a couple of things I think that we will be taking out of there. So we have the new table of uses, And I was going to reference this, these pages. That, so the new table of uses is on page 2. And then the new definitions actually start on page 6. They've been amended. So they're now amended under chapter 20. And then once we got into the table of uses, like I said, then we realized that we the commercial, nobody really wanted to tackle doing something with the zoning district as far as creating more commercial property for the zoning district. So what we did was we changed with Lee Nellis's help, instead of having a district for commercial uses, we now have standards that we've developed through him. And so now you get, if you do want to do something commercial, you go and get a conditional use permit, and then it has to follow basically pages 10, I think it's actually on 11, a commercial standards review. And so we added a worksheet, and so the information that has always been listed in the zoning ordinance was kind of line by line information. It's kind of been turned into a graph now, so that we can use that for the commercial standards. We also did that for home businesses. So those two items have been pulled out of the table of uses, and they have their own pages now. We amended temporary uses, and all this information is in this document. We amended the sensitive lands and hillsides. And then you go through, so there's small changes that we've made. When you read this document, the underlying text in it is what has been, So when you read the document, the lines, when you read it, when there's a line through the text, it means that it has been deleted. If there is an underline, that text has been added in the document. So we've cleaned up a lot of the language. So anyway, that's the zoning ordinance amendment. So when you go through this document, which is 23 pages, you're going to see where we've amended different things. And you will have a copy of the marked up one, and then your clean copy is what it's going to look like in the new codified zoning ordinance. And so that's what your clean copy is. When you go to the general plan amendments, again, we found three items. I think there's three items here that we felt need to be changed to go with the table of uses. And so those have been added, and everything has new numbers. So it's all going to come together, and you really do need to read these. It's very understandable to read. So again, when you read it, if there is a line through the text, it's been deleted. If it's been underlined, it's been added. And so there's three different sections that we've added to the general plan amendments. And I'm not really going to go through any of that because it's on your pages here. And the one thing I will say is that any time, if any of the planning commissioners have questions, I think you can go to any planning commissioner and they can answer your questions. That's really all I have to say. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you. That's good. I think you made, I guess the best point you made is read the general plan amendments first.
Yes.
Because then that gives you the idea of why we need to to change the zoning ordinance to match that. And I think this is a thing that we've been really struggling with, was commercial property or zoning commercially, because it really doesn't work for Boulder. So everything now is based on performance standards. And if a business wants to locate anywhere in town, they have to meet certain performance standards, which I think is the best way that Boulder can address any kind of businesses coming into town. That was always one of our problems, is how do we judge if it's going to be in Lower Boulder versus along Highway 12? How do we analyze what should happen and where? And I think this work that you guys have done is great, because it clarifies all of that to me. So are there questions or comments from Elizabeth or Conrad, or do you understand what, and this passed unanimously through the Planning Commission. So we ought to be aware of, they are pretty much, they've worked through this but I think we need to understand it too. So are there any questions?
So what I've been reading, go ahead.
No, you first, Conrad.
Go ahead, Conrad.
Thank you. So what I've been reading, I've been reading a copy where there's a blank page and everything that's crossed out, that's all going to be revised. There's going to be a clean copy set.
Correct. Yeah, and you may have got a clean copy too with the stuff that you were sent, but if not, we'll get you a clean copy that just is the new wording. But that I think went out, but if you didn't get a copy, we'll get you one.
I'll try to open up the other side. I'll see what it has, but right now I was just seeing all the underlined and crossed out and went, okay, we'll go from there. All right.
So you have the month to look that over. We'll have a public hearing next month, and then it'll be up to us to decide whether or not we approve these amendments, and we'll go from there. So, I always trust a lot of what the Planning Commission sends us, but we do need to listen to any input next month. And if there's something that they've missed or we've missed, then, obviously we'll consider it. But Elizabeth, did you have something?
Yeah, I had. I just would like to make a request to have both the clean copy and the marked up copy with everything that came out of last month's meeting added to it, and have it available on the website as soon as possible, so it gives the public ample opportunity to participate.
Okay, and Peg's hearing us, so is that going to be something that you, yes?
Just so everyone knows, the yes to Elizabeth, I'll do that. Lee has, like, I think there were two items on the table of uses that were going to come out.
Yeah.
Restaurants and lodging. And there was a statement that Josie wanted him to add that reflected that there are other commercial uses that still need to be considered. Not to consider it a done deal quite yet. So it's pretty minimal. What you're basically seeing is what it is, but there are those changes. So I'll make sure those are in the copies that we haven't got them from Lee yet. So I'll double check with him, but I'll make sure those are the ones uploaded.
I just want to acknowledge that has been something that we've gotten feedback from the public, is that they don't feel like the documents are available to everybody until too short of notice. So I just want us to make every best effort to have that happen.
Yeah, so we'll get those out. That's a good point. We want to make everything, it's a lot to process. So we'll get that out as quickly as we can, so people have a chance. Although I was interesting in the Planning Commission public hearing, there were not very many comments, because I think people that were that have followed this and watched this understand what the intent was, and that it was done very well. It wasn't rushed. It wasn't pushed through. It was very deliberate. All the way along, there was chances to provide input. So I'm not expecting we'll have a lot, but Elizabeth brings up a good point, is everything should be out there in plenty of time for anybody that's interested to have a chance to look at what is being proposed. So yeah, we'll get that out. Now that brings me up to, yeah, go ahead, Peg.
Just, I'm going to be uploading those documents to the town page for the town public hearing. But if anyone does want to look at what they are right now, they're still on the Planning Commission page, minus those final Lee Nellis things. So, but I'll get the ones I'll put on the town are going to be the ones with Lee's additional final comments.
Thank you.
Okay, and then we'll go ahead. And I don't know, Judy, this is probably something you usually do. We'll have to put out a notice for a public hearing. And Peg, if you'll put out on Pegboard that they're available, maybe a lot of people would see that and go. We want this to be something everybody sees. I think, you know, if they've followed it, they're very comfortable with what we're trying to do. It's I think it's going to save a lot of time and a lot of stress to evaluate things as they come in, businesses. So now, next month, when we have our public hearing, there's a couple things we can do. And I'll just get input from Elizabeth and Conrad. We can have it during our regular meeting. We can start our meeting, open it up, you know, kind of do what the Planning Commission did. We could have it earlier than the regular meeting, have the public hearing and then move into the regular meeting. We could have Lee Nellis go through the scenario like he did with the Planning Commission. I know most of us have seen the scenarios enough to know what they are and how they work, but you know, I don't know if that's worthwhile, but Lee has volunteered. If we want him to do that, he would do it again. I don't know if it would reach much of a wider audience than it has, but we can discuss that. So I'm open to any suggestions for next month of how we want to do this. So Elizabeth, do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't have an opinion about whether the public hearing is before the meeting or in the meeting. I do think if Lee Nellis is willing to go through it and explain it, that it would be beneficial. I think that making sure that all town council members are understanding and are comfortable with it, and not everybody has had an opportunity to be there, as well as other people that might have missed it for the Planning Commission, but will show up for the town council. I think the more information people have and the understanding of they have, it's easier to accept and be a part of, and it doesn't seem so foreign.
Okay. Conrad, anything from you on that?
Sounds all right to me. You know, why have just a public meeting and then go, then another day have our meeting? So if you want to have it all at once, that's fine with me.
Okay, I'll see what Lee Nellis is, his availability. He's 2 hours different. So if we were start at 6:30, maybe, if that works better for him. Otherwise, we could just do it at 7 and make it one of the first things we do. So I'll talk to Lee and see if we what works best for him, and then you know, we'll get that information out. So
thank you.
Okay. All right. So enjoy your reading, and thank you, Colleen, for kind of catching us up with what you guys have been doing. And I know there's more to come. And I appreciate, and I want you to pass on to the rest of the Planning Commission, we really appreciate the work you guys are putting in, because this is, you know, this is something that I think is overdue. And it really puts our ordinances much more in line with our general plan. And that's what we intended to do. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, well, the only thing that I have to say is thank you for Lee Nallis and the information. It really helps when you have somebody that knows what you're doing on such a big project with for people like me that don't have a big background in all in this kind of information. He's been really helpful to us. So thank you.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, he's a professional planner with 30 years of experience. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Very
thank
good.
You.
Okay. Next thing, I thought we probably ought to make this official. We've been talking about the Safe Routes to School grant that we got. Just an update for everybody. I've confirmed with the state Safe Route to School people that we can spend our own Class C road funds and then be reimbursed. It's one of the things that they approve of. They don't handle that. It goes to our region office in Richfield, and I'm still trying to track down the exact person in Richfield to get us the papers to sign. I will do that still. And I contacted Jones and DeMille, and they are ready to sort of lead on the program because we are paying them money for the development of the plan and kind of carrying it out. That's what they do, is they'll take the lead and work with the town to make sure everything is done the way we want it done. And so I've contacted them and they're ready to go as soon as we give them the word. But I thought what we probably should do as a town council is, approve using the funds this year, and then we'll be reimbursed in July of 2022. But, I looked at our account. I think we're over $160,000 in our Class C road fund. So I think we're very safe in using what we need. And, my main concern is that we get things done and keep our kids safe and do it as immediate as we can. Are there any questions or comments on anything I've said or any questions on this grant? Okay, I'm going to make the motion then that we appropriate Class C road funds to the Safe Route to Schools project in the amount of $36,000 to be used this year, this summer, I guess I should say, and then be reimbursed in July 2022.
I can second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Conrad, aye.
Elizabeth, Julian, aye.
Steve Cox, aye. So that motion passes. So we have approval for, and I think Judy Drain will be the one leading up the committee from the town council, but we've now given her the ability to move ahead and know the money is there appropriated for that project. So she'll be working with Elizabeth and some parents. And, I'm excited. This is nice to have that grant. So very good. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to department reports. Conrad, you're up. Enforcement, landfill, grounds, park committee.
I haven't heard a thing up there at the dump. Apparently, they come up and removed all or as much as they could of the furniture pile. So they took that with them back over to Escalante, I guess.
Okay.
Other than that, I haven't heard a thing from anybody. Nobody's in a big hurry. So that's all I know.
Okay, yeah, I think Jay Brooks said they hauled off tires and I don't know if they got all of the furniture, but they were working on it. So I couldn't quite get him to take the scrap metal just for his own use, but he asked.
I just seen Brooks Tuesday, and I should have chewed him out and told why didn't he take more.
Yeah, Well, they'll probably be back. So I guess the other thing is, Michela might be able to answer this, or Judy, we got the annual report to fill out on the landfill.
I have it, okay. Yeah.
All right. So we'll get that filled out and in, and then we'll be good for another year. So, all right, thanks. And then on the park committee, I had a call today from someone related to the Bakers. It was just a message. It wasn't enough to know much about it, but they asked if we were still allowing memorial benches in the town park. And I haven't got back to her, but I plan on saying, yes, we do. But Conrad, would you sometime get with Tina and the park committee? And what I'm going to do is I will refer, it was a lady, I'll refer her to the park committee. But I think probably what they need to do is come up with some criteria about the bench, the fact that it can't require maintenance, that it has to be on a cement pad, whatever they decide to do. But I think, you know, if we're going to start getting some requests to put benches, we probably ought to have some criteria for that. So if you'll get with the park committee at some point, and maybe, because every request I get, I'm going to pass on to the park committee. So if you'll do that, I'll let this lady know that, yes, there's still that option, and to get in touch with you or Tina.
Well, those Bakers, they usually call me or show up down here.
Okay. All right. So I'll give them your number and Elizabeth's, and Tina's. And they can kind of figure out where they want to go and what they want to do. So,
sure.
Anyway, then that just for anybody else, you know, if anybody's listening and wants to do a memorial bench at some point, you know, we could use more benches in the town park. And I think that's a fitting way to remember people that lived here, you know, and contributed to the town, or they want to just have a remembrance form in the park. So, all right. Elizabeth, what have you got for us?
Let's see, EMS. I have no updates from our local fire department. They did have one call since our last meeting. I believe it went well. EMTs are, they've had a few calls since our last meeting. I believe we're moving from having three certified EMTs to two in town in the next couple weeks. So, and I could be wrong about that, but that's what it sounds like. I don't know if Judy or Michela, if either of you have any update on any communication from either Taylor or Andy. I know over the summer, Andy was going on calls without being certified, but he no longer, I believe, is doing that. They both had stopped emailing me and communicating with me, but I know we had agreed a few months ago to have a letter sent to them. But Andy in particular, you know, he did come to that meeting and ask us all and gave us his word that he was going to fulfill his obligation, and he still hasn't even taken the test that I am.
So the town paid money for him to do his go to those meetings.
Yeah, we paid for the training and all the expenses to go to Richfield. Yeah. Yep.
All right. I passed him recently several times. The next time I see him, I'll make sure I get him pulled over and ask him what the heck's going on.
Yeah, and I think Judy will send him an official letter, maybe just reminding them of what we contributed or what it cost to train them and get a commitment back. I think that's probably the way to go, don't you, Judy?
Yes, and I pulled the minutes out of those meetings so I could be sure I was giving him the right information. Does anyone know if Taylor's around?
That I don't know. I haven't seen her, and I don't know enough about
who she even is.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, okay. If anybody knows, we can kind of keep our eyes and ears open and maybe find out where she's living or if she's even around anymore. I don't know.
I think I have a phone number. It seems like she and I texted when she was trying to get reimbursed. So I'll shoot her off a text message as well. I know I have her email, but if she's not responding to that, maybe she'll respond to a text message.
Yeah, okay. That'd be good. Yeah, we just need to follow up and see where they're at, what they want to do. Elizabeth, are you back yet? You're muted.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's
no,
fine.
I am.
We just, Judy's going to send out a letter, and we're trying to track down Taylor. So Michaela says she may be able to text her and find out if she's still even in town.
Yeah, she was real communicative all through taking the test, but as soon as it ended, she never replied to a single thing I wrote. And Andy has been very difficult to have him respond to any emails as well. It's been months now.
Well, Conrad volunteered to have a talk with him when he sees him again, and then Judy will send a letter from the town, just kind of, you know, with the commitment and the, what we've paid, and, you know, he just needs to make a decision. And I know it's been a tough year. I don't hold anything really against anybody with this COVID year the way it's been, but, you know, we can get it back on track because we really need him to be an EMT with the credentials if that's what we kind of paid for. So, you know, we need to make sure we're following up on that. But
well, weren't they, if they didn't follow through, weren't they supposed to pay the money back?
Yeah, that's kind of the agreement. You know, there's not a legal way to probably enforce that, but I think a letter is something that is the next step. And then if we have to go farther, which I hope we don't, we'll just talk about that when it comes.
So I apologize because I lost it for a second. Did the initial letter ever go to either of them or no?
I'm afraid not.
No.
But one will.
Yeah. So we'll get that done. Okay, what else, Elizabeth? Did you have anything on
the fire council? Steve, you might actually be able to, because you went to that last meeting, might have more of an update, but I just got the notes on it. Do you want to speak on it or?
Yeah, Peter Benson and I met with the area director. He's the 5-county guy over fires, fire management. His name's Mike Melton. And Josh Soper is the Garfield County fire warden. And they came over to inform us that we were 4 years behind in reporting our in-kind hours. You know, it's kind of a matching thing. They will promise to help us fight our fires and so on if we do a certain amount of work. Well, we kind of turned it back on them because they kept telling us to wait until their portal was up and that we could just enter it online. Well, they had to apologize a little bit because the portal now is a no-go. It was never up. And so we're not the only town that was waiting. But what they ask us to do is go back for the last 4 years. And Peter Benson's working on this now. I've been giving him some information, but we're putting together those spreadsheets to show that we really have committed, you know, our in time amounts. It's not a lot of money. It's less than $2,000 that we have to do in kind every year, but we've done that. And then the other thing is they wanted us to update and sign our community wildfire preparedness plan. And they wanted that done by July. So I've been working with Peter, and I'm sure we'll get that taken care of in the next little while. And then we're caught up, but they kind of emphasized the town has to take the responsibility for getting the reports out. And so Elizabeth, that'll kind of be your job, is to make sure that each year, and it's fiscal year, each year we report by spreadsheet of what we've done. And the fire council can still keep the records and everything. We just have to make sure that it's filed. So it's not a big deal. They were kind of apologetic more than honest about it, because I think they dropped the ball and they know kind of, you know, what happened. So anyway, that's a catch up there. So library board, Elizabeth, what are we going to do with the, what's going on with that?
Sorry, I put myself on mute. The library's still closed, and they don't know when they'll be opening up again. They don't know when they'll be able to do a fundraiser. They believe that they'll be able to do something. I tried to talk to Cookie before this meeting, and she was going out of town, and Diane, and they're the two point people for the library. And so they both will be back in town, they said, next week. So I'm going to try to meet up with them at that time and kind of figure out and see something about what they want to do moving forward with internet and phones and so on and so forth. But I don't have anything beyond that other than when I spoke to Cookie briefly on Tuesday, she said that they have no money. The Arts Council has an event next weekend. It's a Valentine to Boulder. People are asked to hang Valentines. There will be judges on Saturday morning around 10:30 in the morning. So anything that you want to be judged for that, they're giving out prizes for the top few in various categories. And the judges, I believe, are Rylan and Jessica Lefevre and Betsy and Grayson Hilton. And so they'll be doing the judging on Saturday morning. And it'll be a nice opportunity to kind of get people out and to see things, but without actually being together.
Yeah, that's nice for
people. Might be a little cheering up. And you can also leave Valentine's for other people. And so Valentine's can get picked up anytime after Saturday at noon is what they're asking. Let's see, update from Garfield County School District. There's still been some significant delay for those that have been watching. There's a dashboard on the Garfield County School District's website, and then they also have a COVID-specific website. But the dashboard that kind of states what's happening in the county is significantly delayed, and that's been the biggest issue and feedback from people. And I don't know if people are quite sure where that lays, right? Because some people are saying that it's the health department that's delayed. Some people are saying it's the schools reporting that is delayed, and it doesn't seem like it has a pretty consistent response. So that is there, but the schools are all still open. I know all the high schools and middle schools are still running sports and extracurricular.
Yeah, I'd say on the library, and I sent you an email, I don't know if you got it, the solution may be, I don't know if they, you know, if we just shut off the phone and internet, I don't know if that's critical, because it's $200 a month, or, you know, because we, like I said, we didn't budget to take over the payments, and I don't begrudge what's happened, because they just haven't had a chance to do anything, but I think we, you know, I wasn't around on the original agreement of half and half on the internet. But we need to take a look at that and maybe renegotiate or redo or have some conversation about, you know, contingency funds if something like this happens. Or, you know, I think it's just time for maybe an overall relook at, do we need two internets in that building, one for us, one for the library? I don't know.
Yeah, and that's what I was just figuring, that we could get together, because I know they don't even use the phone line, and if the internet's serving the whole building, right, and you know, the one that's in the meeting room is the library's, is that's open to the public, but if we're able to get a public line, is there something? And so what I was thinking is initially talking to the library, but then either, and I don't know if it's, Michela, you seemed the last time the most involved in the conversation with the South Central and the internet and phone bill. If maybe it's something that, you know, the two of us and, you know, a couple representatives from the library could kind of sit together and see what we actually need and kind of talk to, because it seems like the situation that we have now, even if the library had funding, isn't the most economical or the smartest route to go, and that there might be different plans or options. And I don't, just don't know if anyone's looked into them. And I'm happy to take the lead on that, but I also want to make sure I have all the information that, of what the town's needs are and what our current plan is and so on and so forth. Am I correct in that, Michelle, you know that or no? Or is it Judy or Peg or?
Peg and Steve and I met with Dave Torgerson, is that his name?
Yeah.
The South Central gentleman. And they need a phone line in order to have internet. That's why there's both. And we had ours split because of all the public act, because the libraries is a public access.
Yeah.
And so anytime anyone ever comes to the post office or anything like that, it latches on to the IP and fills it. And that's what's limiting Judy and I's access in the office. So that's why we had a separate one installed. And that's why it's also so expensive. So yeah, we just need to have a conversation about how we want to do that moving forward. I know there's a handful of people, because I see their cars, they come and use the public access.
There are.
A lot of people.
Yeah, and right now, you know, kind of the decision was that times are tough, and if you can't get internet at home, or, you know, do we provide that? I don't know. I don't want to make
that decision. And that's why we kind of, because it is a public service, right, in that sense.
Yeah.
And to see, and I know that initially a couple months ago, there was some discussion, and I wasn't involved completely, but there were some emails that came across about even putting an external access point. And I don't know where that went, because if there was an external access point, it would still also serve it. So, Steve, I think the next step is a couple players getting together and having conversations and then reporting back. And hopefully I know more next month and we just keep moving forward. But, Peg's trying to say something.
So am I.
I know that where we
left it,
we were going to sort of wait till the fiber optic situation resolved, because we thought that enhanced speed might, you know, fix some problems. But yeah, there needs to be a bigger discussion with all you guys in the library. And I think public access in that building is important, whether it comes out of the library or not is the discussion, you know?
Yep.
I did ask Dave about the external, whatever you just said, the different access point. And he said that wasn't feasible at our location. So I did address that. Go ahead, Judy, sorry
to
cut you
off. Keep talking for a minute while I grab the bell.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm in favor of having public access somewhere in town, and the library is the logical place. I think the conversation of what we can do to make it, you know, and then the original agreement, I think we have to honor original agreements until we change those. So if the agreement was half and half, you know, I'm very willing to have a discussion if that's no longer what we should do, but we need to have that conversation instead of just, you know, not honoring it anymore. So yeah, that's fine. So Judy, go ahead.
Okay. When the phone bills came this time, there were two of them in the town's box. One was addressed to Cookie's box, but it ended up in our box. So obviously she asked him to put it there. What do I do? It's $198.92.
Yeah, well, for now we'll pay their bill.
Okay.
Because they have no money.
No money. To pay
the bill. So for now we will pay that, and it just comes down, will they reimburse us at some point, or will we just say that's the way it goes in a COVID year? That's the conversation we'll need to have. And then moving forward, because this may happen again, that there's something happens, we need to maybe have a better agreement, a different agreement, something that is more workable. Because, you know, I've been on the town council 10 years or so almost, and that agreement was made before I was on there. So it's been a while since the cost sharing idea, I guess, was put in place. So Peg may remember. I don't know where the agreement if it was a written agreement, if it was a verbal agreement, I don't know what it was.
It wasn't written, and I don't know if it was just for that year and it just kind of carried over as a habit, or I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll have that conversation. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal now. We'll just cover the bill until they have a chance to get open again and fundraise. But in the meantime, Elizabeth will get some people together and try to figure out where we need to go.
And for now,
the other thing, just kind of noting, and I know there's not a lot of people in the public here, but getting people access to books. I know that the library provided other things, but just to remind people that the bookmobile is still continuing to come. It comes every other Thursday. It's here this coming Thursday. And if you have a library card there, you have access to both interlibrary loans, what's on the bookmobile, and the online Utah library.
Okay. All right. Thanks. We'll talk more next month about what you found, but for good. Yeah, Judy, just pay the bills now, yeah. And we'll, you know, we'll settle it later. We're okay with that.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth. Gladys isn't here. I haven't heard anything. Cemetery buildings or travel council. I don't know what's going on there. And then planning. Peg, you may, or Colleen may know more about the things that I wrote down, is that we did have a subdivision proposal come in. For the Lovato place, if you know where that is, they were looking to divide off a piece, make a two-lot subdivision. They came in with a plan. There were some questions. So they'll come back with something, I guess, next or this month. I'm not sure, but that was what was discussed. And then, yeah, I think Colleen brought this up. The Planning Commission we'll now be working on the codified, looking through the codified ordinances. So they'll begin their work on it, because anytime you amend ordinances, it goes through the Planning Commission first. And then eventually we'll come to the Town Council. So for anybody listening in, our ordinances are all in one place now, very nicely organized, which has been, I don't know how many years coming, a long time, but hopefully that'll be something that we finalize in the next few months. And then we'll have an online version. So anybody that needs information can have a keyword search and find what they need in our ordinances. So I think that's gonna be great. And I know Michaela's done a lot of work on it. Judy's done a lot of work on it, Peg. Curtis, it's been a team effort, and now the Planning Commission will have a chance, and then the Town Council. So, was there anything else Planning Commission wise?
The only thing that I would want to say too on the codified was, I have taken a look at it, not extensively, but it's pretty incredible document.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing more of that.
Yeah, it's very professionally done, and you know, that's what they specialize in. So I think it's going to be, it's going to be great once it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's all for mayor. On the park lease, I thought again, you know, this has been funny, getting the park signed over from the BLM to us, because every time we meet, which I meant a couple months ago, it was, oh yeah, we're going to get that right to you. Well, now with the change of administration, apparently they've put a 60-day hold on any land transaction. So we're maybe 3 or 4 months away. I hope that by the time I'm done, the park has been signed over to us, but I'm starting to think they're just, it's that carrot that they just keep pulling out in front of you. So anyway, I'm still working on getting the land turned over to us, or signed over to us. And I'd give you an update that it's 3 or 4 months maybe down the road. This will interest maybe Judy the most. she found a record book of all the town council meetings going back to 1958. They're all beautifully written. Most of it's Judy's, but some other clerks. And the writing is absolutely beautiful. I contacted SUU and they will do an electronic preservation of that record book. So I'm going to have Cheryl take it over and drop it off to them, and they'll figure a way to scan or photograph each page and give us an electronic copy. So we'll have that for.
Wow.
Oh, that makes me happy.
And then let's put it on. I mean, it's fun to read.
Oh, it is.
I mean, in 1958, they were figuring out how to put a swimming pool where the rodeo grounds were. A swimming pool. So, you know, we think we're doing some crazy things. It's interesting to read. So once we get it online, I'd like to see it go on the website and let people archive back through
that'd
it and read it, because it's such, well, you know how Judy's hand, it's beautiful writing. So anyway, that's an update. And then we're still working with Five County on our natural hazards mitigation plan. That's Peter and Judith Giles helping, and every 5 years we have to update our plan to go with the county plan, to go with the five county plan. And so we're working on that. So that's a natural hazards mitigation plan. So, you know, you don't need to worry about anything about it until we're finished, and then we'll post that on our website probably too. I think that's all I have. Clerks, do you have any besides checks issued?
Oh, no, other than I have checks that need to be signed.
Okay.
Maybe I can catch you tomorrow sometime.
Yeah, I should be around. I'll come up tomorrow. So if everybody, Conrad, I think you got a copy, Elizabeth. Someone has a, I had one question on the, it has a D between 2845 and 2846. I wasn't sure.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe I didn't.
Wrong checkbook.
I didn't see that. I was reading those earlier.
Well, it just, my mind is not right, I guess. I see those things. But you can look down through the rest of it while Judy's figuring out what that might be, and everything looks kind of pretty much.
I got to get a magnifying glass out because I forget how to expand those so I can see them decently.
Yeah, I know. My glasses keep getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah, I got to get the theater to buy me some new ones.
Well, I'll check it out and let you know. It's been buried in paperwork, and it's...
Okay, and that's fine. I think we can approve it with that one question, and then you can figure out what that is.
Okay.
Let us know. So, do I have a motion on... Looks like maybe I'm the... Elizabeth, are you back? Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll make the motion that we approve the checks issued for January 2021 with the checking of number or the D between 2845 and 2846.
That's central. That's a mystery.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Conrad, aye.
Elizabeth, aye.
And Steve Cox, aye. So checks issued, looking good, and Judy will let us know what that is. Okay, public comments. Any comments? Raise your hand electronically. If we can see you, wave your hand. Let Peg or Michela know that you're interested, and we'll take any comments that you might have.
No virtual hands raised.
Okay, well, thanks everyone then. We'll close the meeting. I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Conrad seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Conrad, aye.
And Steve, aye. So we are officially adjourned. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And we'll hopefully maybe do a blended one, maybe in person next month or April. We'll see how the vaccinations go. So good night, everyone.
Good night. Why, is anybody vaccinated yet?
What?
Anybody getting vaccinated yet?
You betcha. Judy has.
Walt did.
Walt.
Serge.
But no, like Elizabeth, Serge, you didn't get vaccinated.
People of the school have been vaccinated. All Garfield County school district employees had the option to. So quite a few people have.
The rest of us are too young.
we just haven't paid our $20 under the table yet.
Yeah, that might be it too. All right, thanks everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Night.
Michelle.